It is, however, going to ban the sales of certain novelties, in particular large stink bombs, tear gas capsules and balloon-making compounds. Now, I don't know what goes on in the Houses of Parliament, but I think you'll agree their lordships displayed a great familiarity with these objects when Lord Tregarthen defined novelties in the House. Public school memories of tricks after lights out in the dorm, I wonder?
The word novelty is used usually to describe the relatively inexpensive products for pastimes or jokes, which sometimes are designed to create amusement at the expense of unsuspecting victims.
Yeah.
Typical examples are itching and sneezing powders, fake lumps of sugar, food made from plastic, glasses that leak their contents, and bloodstained bandages. None of these products is likely to offer substantial risks of personal injury. However, the three items covered by these regulations are believed to offer such a risk. The balloon-making compound, because of the presence of benzene, a well-known carcinogen, and the tear gas capsules and large stink bombs, because of the risk of injury from the chemicals used to the face, especially the eyes and other sensitive parts of the body.